Welcome to another episode with L'Enfant Yvon. The reason why people suffer is only mind. I cannot enough repeat what is the only mischievous tool that actually fabricates the pain so many find themselves under. But what is the way out? If mind is what creates the pain, then misery. If it is so mischievous by its tricks it plays, obviously you cannot use mind to get out from mind, right? What would you use then? And that's a very fair question. So let's start to ask questions that might get you to arrive to an understanding, instead of an ongoing overflow of thoughts, which is nothing else than mind turning against you while you are fueling it. So why is the mind what it is? Is it because the mind is bored, since it has nothing to be afraid from anymore? Is it because the mind is still afraid by other humans? But what is the mind afraid from other humans? Is it the human as the body and the being? Or is it their minds, which is as much insane as one's mind? So why is that so? Why is mind insane per se? It's because its fundament lacks any root. It lacks any center. There is nothing beneath. And the tricks it uses are beliefs, hopes, faith. And also, the most powerful one, ignorance. Ignorance, which is nothing else than blinding. Why is ignorance blinding? That's something you can explore and come to the answer on your own. Otherwise, you will not understand it. You will just listen again to someone. And I am just nobody. And you will then use belief. Why would you use belief? Because you haven't understood it either. You just listened, created the belief, since you see how free I am. And therefore, you create faith. With this faith of, I'm going to be as free as L'Enfant Yvon. I'm going to make it. I want to get there too. That's all rubbish nonsense. Let me tell you. And it will lead you nowhere. Except to perhaps the worst trap and trick and treat. So then mind can go on and on and on. Why would you do that? Why would you let this happen? Why is there any sense to it? Why is there a point of not arriving? It's not like you're going somewhere, being busy, exploring what is on the way. It's about getting there. Or is it about the way? And you never get there. Which is fine. But then don't complain. And certainly don't share that misery, which you are. You know it. It's not like I really don't have to tell you. Every now and then, you feel it. The downs. And then you go up, enjoying the up. Mostly. It endures not as long as the downs. Why is that so, ask yourself? Why is it that you run after it? You don't need any teaching. You don't need anything, actually. All you gotta do, and it's more sort of choiceless doing. There's no ambition behind. There's no goal. There's nowhere to go. You can just arrive. And by doing, there is a path to arrive at serenity, peace, that inner calm, where absolutely nothing matters. Like in that forest where I am. Nothing matters. Everything is so wonderful. The birds are singing. The flies are flying. The rain is dropping. Every wood, the mud, it does all it has to do. And all the other insects. And so on and so on. It's in such a harmony that it is so beautiful. There's nothing to control, nothing. There's not even a compulsion wanting to control something. It just is. And through that is-ing, it's where the intuition connects with all of it. Every organism, every form. Where biology is back to what it is. Unbridled connection, without filter, nothing that hinders it, disturbs it, or goes against it. For some other nonsensical, fabricated crap, which mind is, mind does, and mind always will represent. If there is one conclusion from all of that, which the speaker just spoke, is you can arrive. You can be free. You can absolutely be. And anyone else has no other choice than surrendering or to walk away. Because if there's nothing to get out of you, since it's not based on non-fundamental issues, but very grounded and centered with everything which is, just flowing, very light, then those trapped with mind who cannot find peace from mind will only try to bring you down there, since they gradually see how you're rising up with no limitation to the top au revoir. Until our next episode. Please leave this a 5-star rating. A comment, if you like. If you think it did something to you, utter it with your words. Give it the space and time. Or just do, and then space and time is just doomed. Give it a subscription and a follow. And certainly, if it did resonate with you, share it with others that might resonate with it too. That's sharing love unconditionally. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's about giving, surrendering, and just arrive.